kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Coffee and Capitalism Radio, a show dedicated to building your community. Now, you might ask yourself how an hour of programming can build your community. Well, I'll tell you how. Through capitalists. It's these entrepreneurs and capitalists who saw something special in your community and went out to create job opportunities, new roads and highways, all while creating culture. Coffee and Capitalism tells the story of the American entrepreneur and previews what tomorrow's leaders are working on. On today's program, we talk with Eric Hatch of Hatch Coaching. Tells us about his TEDx speaking experience, as well as his Master of Ceremonies, or MCing TEDx. Plus, Edward Martinez, President and CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, talks about how basically pipes are getting more efficient due to technology, therefore the buildings that we are creating and building are more environmentally friendly and green than ever. Art Berman, petroleum geologist, explains why he believes the Bakken shale play has already had its best days. And Jim Sabe of Pfeiffer Auction and Realty previews a couple upcoming regional auctions, but also how some businesses are liquidating their equipment as they transition out of specific and niche markets. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jim Sabe with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty. All right, we're joined with Jim Sabe. He's about 8 miles south of New England, North Dakota today. First off, I wanted just to find out a little bit about what you guys have going on, say, in the month, early month of May, that sort of thing.
You know, we have quite a few auctions coming up yet and booking more daily, but on May 2nd, we have some land sales that we're putting on. One's in Regent, North Dakota, and the other one is in Hedinger, North Dakota. So we've got Adams County and Hedinger County land. One has 480 acres. Well, actually, they're both at 480 acres of land in both of those counties. And then we move up to Wofford City, and we have an industrial park we're going to be selling off by Arnegard. And there's 38.07 acres. You have a building, and you've got five-acre lots. And we'll be selling that on Tuesday, May 2nd, right at Arnegard, right at the location there. When you get between Arnegard and Wofford City, you're going to see a sign that says landfill, and there's an industrial park to the south. Just go down there, and that's where we'll be at on May 2nd. And May 3rd, we're going to be selling out the cement plant there. They have a portable cement plant. They have cement trucks. They got paving equipment. We have backhoes, and we have loaders. Just all the accessories that go along with that type of business.
Let's start with the land sale for just a second. You mentioned a couple key things that, of course, make me pop the word mineral rights into my head. Do mineral rights usually come with these land sales? Do they hang on to the previous owner? Is it a 50-50 split, or is it really not something that is, I guess, advantageous to the buyers?
Up until about 8-9 years ago, mineral rights used to go with the land, and then with everything happening out here in the western side, Now the landowners are keeping the mineral rights and just selling the land itself. So it hasn't really affected the price of land, although every once in a while we do have some landowners that say, you know what, I'm going to get rid of my mineral rights too and kind of clean up my whole estate, and so no one has to worry about it. But on these properties, the mineral rights don't go with. Of course, the top mineral rights go with the sand, clay, and gravel, and that go with. But anything down below, the oil, coal, those mineral rights will stay with the previous owner.
And just to follow up on that one again, you mentioned that the top part, the sand, is there like a, I guess, meters or feet or miles? How does that work, I guess? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, they call them surface mineral rights, which is the sand or clay or gravel. Those are surface mineral, and then subsurface is oil, clay, hydrocarbons, and all that. So that's what we deal with, and they're spelled out in law, so everybody kind of knows what they are, but there's no depth to that. It's just a matter of topsoil, that top surface rights. You know, the person buying that land really needs that, because if you got somebody coming in, they're going to rip up that land and get a gravel pit on there, you better be paid for it. And that's how we kind of look at it. And oil is a little bit different than coal. So it's just two separate entities right there, and that's how we deal with them.
Okay. And also I wanted to ask you, too, is that it seems to me like you mentioned the Watford City, Arnigard area. So a place like that, I imagine, would be very lucrative, if not enticing to somebody looking at getting into that Bakken shale play. Is that kind of the target market, or is there other things happening out there that might be of interest?
There's other things happening out there. Of course, Watford is always a great area, that Arnigard area, but we're noticing that Kildare Newtown area is also really good. So it's there's a lot of places out there. You know, like what we're selling up there on Tuesday night, or May 2nd, excuse me, that's going to be the industrial park area. You're going to get 5 acres. They've got a shop on there. So if you're looking to move in there and not have to build the infrastructure, everything is already there. We have it. And there's many places like that around this area, you know, the Watford, the Kildare, Newtown area, Williston. So don't be afraid to get a hold of us and ask. If you're looking for places, we can find them for you.
All right, how about that one that's a little bit further south of there with the heavy machinery? Talk to me a little bit about that auction and what, maybe highlight a few items that might encourage someone to come on out and take a bid.
You know, we've had some tremendous auctions here this spring, especially on yellow equipment, heavy machinery. It seems like a lot of these guys that are getting back into this Bakken play, they're looking for one or two pieces of equipment, and we happen to have them on most of our sales. Now, the one coming up on May 3rd, it's got a portable cement plant.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jim Sabby from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.